Hi, I'm Victoria, founder of the Women's Lifestyle Collective, and I'm all about sharing simple and enjoyable tools that cut through the overwhelm and confusion when it comes to losing weight, where you won't just find yourself shedding excess pounds without dieting, but you will feel in control around food and empowered over your life so the weight never creeps back on. With flexibility built in, this is a process you can live with and love. And I'm going to share my tools and techniques with you in this podcast. Let's get started. It's so easy to fall into a rut. And I'm really excited for you to hear the steps on how to get out of it and the method to do so. And first up, just so you know, accountability and a forward-looking goal are kind of prerequisites here. You need to have something to work towards, but a much deeper meaning beyond the number on the scales that you want to reach. And also, you know, to remind yourself that you do care, you do want this. So listen to my podcast on goals to get you fired up and use the method there that I share to uncover the bigger picture that you want for yourself. Now, there's a big stretch between having gained weight, not feeling great, feeling uncomfortable, but then actually wanting to start to lose the weight. How do you get really motivated to get it off? Because when we've gained a lot of weight, the mental impact can be incredibly negative. We can lose our confidence, self-esteem, self-worth, all those attributes that we need to rely on to do something about it. They're not fired up. They're wounded, they're hurt, they're weakened, they're suppressed. And this is why so often it becomes a vicious circle. We don't feel great mentally or physically because of weight gain. And so we eat more because of that. It's perpetual. So what do we do about it? How do you get out of your rut and get it together? Welcome. I'm going to share the steps and the method to get you excited and motivated to get going and start losing the weight. First up, recognize that you're uncomfortable, not just physically in your clothes, your body, maybe aches, pains, joints are hurting, but uncomfortable in yourself, maybe lacking confidence, lacking energy, vitality. Some might call it mojo. Maybe you've lost your mojo, that zest for life. Now, you may have some conflicting thoughts around this because your thoughts go to maybe the food tastes so good and it feels so good in the moment. That's making me feel good. I want more of that. But this is about being honest with ourselves. And the fact is, we are eating too much here. If you're putting on weight, you're eating more than your body needs. It's cause and effect. So we need new thoughts around this. So it is enjoyable and it feels good in those moments you're eating, but it leaves you feeling physically awful, physically uncomfortable, and mentally uncomfortable in the longer term. It's that thought we need to bring to the forefront of our mind, and we need to silence the thought that it tastes so good and remind ourselves that it's only in those few moments, those seconds. Enjoy the food. Yes, it's to be enjoyed, but remind yourself that it's no longer enjoyable when you've had enough, when you're sufficiently full. Then it's not enjoyable. Then it's uncomfortable. And every time you do it, you're contributing to a longer term problem. Maybe your health with high blood pressure, physical pains, diabetes. Create the shift in your thinking. And what absolutely works is making the shift from I can't eat this to I don't want to eat this. Because the latter you're saying with your big picture in mind, whereas the former statement, you'll feel like this is deprivation. And it's not deprivation. It actually means you're not punishing yourself. It means you're respecting yourself, your body, your mental well-being, and that you're worthy of what you want to achieve. We're taking on the thoughts that food is to be enjoyed, it's to nourish, to energize. That's its role. Its role does not extend beyond that. Its role is not to give comfort, to relieve stress, or to be a best friend. When we use food in this way, we overeat. Know its place, respect its place, and enjoy its place. When you create boundaries around food in this way, you will no longer be contributing to a longer term weight problem. And instead, you'll be reversing the gained weight. Next, you just have to do it. You have to make the decision that you're going to lose weight, because the longer you leave it, the harder it will be, and the greater the toll on your health and mental well-being. Think of it from the perspective of prevention. Prevention from developing health issues or complicating health issues or expediting health issues. And also prevention from contributing to obstacles that will sabotage your big picture, how you really want to live your life, how you want to feel, the things you really want to do. But also, the more you put it off, the harder it becomes, because the narrative we attach to it gets stronger and stronger. We keep building the muscle up. You know, when you keep thinking about something and you get more and more worked up and the thing becomes so much bigger than it actually was, we lose all sight of perspective when we overthink in this way and put things off. We create our own resistance with the thoughts we attach to it and keep having. So don't put it off. Don't give yourself an opportunity to overthink it and talk yourself out of it. And you will only feel motivated to lose weight when you actually take the first step and start. The belief that you can lose the weight will only come when you start and actually begin the journey. This belief will strengthen along the way, as will your motivation. Feeling like we've not got enough time to lose the weight keeps us stuck in a rut. So feeling like we haven't got enough time is overwhelming. It's an overwhelming emotion. Now, I was trained as a transformation coach that how you feel is not created from the outside world, because the thoughts we attach to what's happening outside of us is what causes our feelings, our emotions. So that means that the feeling of overwhelm is something we create in our mind. More often than not, we can't control what's happening outside of us, but we can control what we think about it. Feeling overwhelmed keeps us from getting it together because it draws on unproductive behavior like procrastination, overeating on foods for comfort, for respite, overeating because we're procrastinating, not showing up for ourselves, for our weight loss. Lots of negative connotations. So in order to overcome and lose the excuse your brain comes up with that you've not got enough time, I've got a strategy for you. Write down all the thoughts around why you feel overwhelmed and why you don't feel like you've got enough time. Write out a list of all the things you need to do. Just focus on the next thing that you need to do. But in the forefront of your mind, remind yourself that you will show up with more physical energy, more mental energy, and more time if you put yourself first. Sounds counterintuitive, but your well-being first. Put your well-being first. Make yourself a priority, because when you do that, everything else will feel a whole lot easier, less overwhelming. So often, if we feel out of control around food, that runs into all other areas of our life. We feel we have no autonomy, and that feels overwhelming. So get it down on paper. Focus on the next thing. And because you're doing that, you know, you're feeling good. It has a ripple effect across all areas of your life. And it's hard, especially when you've spent years putting other people first, your family, maybe putting work first, all the things in front of you. This is your time. Make it for you. You deserve this. You deserve to feel your best and show up your best. You deserve your big picture. So make yourself a priority. So in order to get out of the rut, the overarching theme with my steps and my method is simply to start. Then things begin to come together. I really hope that you've found this helpful and that you are starting to feel motivated to get things going. Make it today. Just one small step is all it takes to get going. You can do that right now. And if you want a little to go a little further on what I've talked about here, start with my core four in my newly updated cheat sheet that you can grab at womenslifestylecollective.com/free cheat sheet. That's all from me. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye for now. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Have a think about one thing you can take away and start applying right now. Losing weight for most of us isn't easy, so before you go, I want to tell you about our members club, a game-changing weight loss and lifestyle hub where we help you lose weight without dieting and disrupting your life. This means you won't be counting calories, restricting food groups, or going hungry. What it does mean is that we address the root cause of why you eat the way you do. We change your habits around food and end emotional and mindless eating. Lose the weight, keep it off for good, and show up for yourself every day, making healthier choices. If this sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, you can find out more by heading to womenslifestylecollective.com/membership.